Module 10, Conflict Management, Part 2. This module continues on the topic of conflict management across the generations. You will learn the following over the next few sections. Embrace the hot zone. Treat each other as a peer. Create a succession plan. Let us learn what the hot zone is and how to embrace it. Embrace the hot zone. When dealing with generation gap issues, there is a hot zone that you must recognize and address. The hot zone is an area you know there is conflict. It could be between two employees or groups within your team. Take a moment and jot some of these ideas down. First, you must acknowledge the hot zone exists. Ignoring it could result to more widespread hot zones. Next, you should engage the hot zone as soon as possible and provide feedback to all the parties involved. Set expectations with your employees on how to handle future conflicts. Hold one-on-one coaching with each employee involved in the hot zone and have him or her come up with ideas on how to make things better, avoiding hot zone issues. Treat each other as a peer. Treating each other as peers requires some key behaviors that demonstrate this characteristic. It is not enough to tell your employees to treat each other as peers. They need a guideline and coaching in order to achieve this. The CARE model is a good way to start this process, and they should be coached at the individual level. CARE stands for the following behaviors. Collaborate. Your team should be exposed to an environment where ideas are exchanged and at times challenged. Set ground rules in your meetings on how to handle disagreements. Encourage other points of view. Make sure all participants are involved. Be fair in your assessments and use objective means to determine the best ideas. Acknowledge. Teach your team to acknowledge each other's value. In addition, teach them how to deliver the feedback. Do not assume they know how to do this. Remember that feedback is behavior-based. Respect. Teach your team how to show respect to each other by using proper greetings and posture towards each other. Set the expectation that derogatory remarks about age are not tolerated by anyone. Equal. Teach your team that all members of the team are equal in value and contribution they bring. Age is not a factor. Create a succession plan. A succession plan is a map of the career path for your employee. When you create a succession plan, you give that employee something to focus on in terms of a career goal. When they are focused on a plan, they will be less susceptible to conflict because they are doing what it takes to achieve the goals of this plan. Building a succession plan takes time. It requires you to know the personal goals of your employee and their gaps. You also have to be committed to their succession plan. If you do not show commitment, your employee will disengage and may become frustrated and confrontational. Here are some tips to creating a succession plan. Determine a clear career goal. Make sure it is a real goal. Make sure it is attainable. Make sure it is time-driven. Consult with your human resources department to determine what their requirements are. Consult with the head of the department if the career path takes them to another area. Determine any educational requirements and provide guidance. Set up a mentor program with someone currently doing what they want to achieve. Track their progress. Meet with them periodically to specifically discuss their progress on their succession plan. Case study. Juanita called Caleb, one of her younger employees, into her office for a one-on-one talk, especially towards Nancy, one of their older workers. Juanita said, "It seems as if you're angry with Nancy in office meetings from the way you raise your voice at her." Caleb said, "She's always talking over top of me. Every idea I give, she comes up with a reason why it won't work. I know she's been here a long time, but I have good ideas too. She should hear them out." Juanita listened and said, "I understand where you're coming from. Have you tried addressing this with her directly in a calm, professional way?" Juanita coached Caleb to talk to Nancy about his issue. Later, she then worked on ways that she could help create an environment in their office where her employees treated each other as peers.